6 hours in advance or something.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo in studio with Joshua Headley. Joshua and Lauren Morrow are playing tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall. They're jointly headlining this show. Doors are going to open at 7:30 and music is going to start at 8 o'clock. And then they'll be in Richmond on Saturday night at the Get Tight Lounge, joined by the Dogwood Brothers. There, the doors open at 7:30 and music at 8. Joshua has a new album called Neon Blue. It's available now on New West Records. Josh, welcome to WNRN.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's terrific to see you come through here. I love the nickname, Mr. Jukebox.
Yeah.
But I got a question about that.
Yeah.
There must be, it's got to be, if you're playing requests all the time, there's got to be one that you hope that nobody asks for again.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely quite a few of those, actually. Mostly, I'm a fiddle player as well. Been playing fiddle since I was 8 years old, and there's one song in particular that I get asked for all the time, and that is The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And just as a secret, I do know it. Every fiddle player knows it, but we all say that we don't know it when it's asked of us.
So do any of those songs like rise to the level where you tell the bartender, hey, cut that guy off. He's done.
No. It's a pretty easy going, but you know, it takes a lot for me to say, you know, hey, get this guy out of here. But yeah, as long as you don't come up on the stage or anything like that, you're good.
Good to keep in mind. Much more interesting is this new album, Neon Blue. Great album. Would you like to play a song from it?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I'll do this song here. It doesn't need a whole lot of explanation, so I'll just get right into it. It's called Country and Western. Well, they say I'm neo-folk, a traditional outlaw, Americana troubadour that don't sound like me at all. Well, I sing about real life, like drinking, cheating, and loving. I'm what they used to simply call country music. Hey, I'm a singing professor of country and western. I'll cry along to a steel guitar in any old lonely bar, and I'll saw on my fiddle. I might even drink a little. Hey, I'm a singing professor of country and western. Well, I never missed a night of school in the honky-tonks downtown, chasing shots of whiskey, them wild, wild women around. Well, I studied all the legends and learned from what they'd done. No, I'm not trying to rewind time. I'm just doing what I love. Hey, I'm a singing professor of country and western. I cry to El Paso or the Rose of San Antone, and I'll saw on my fiddle. I might even drink a little. Hey, I'm a singing professor of country and western.
Joshua Headley in studio at WNRN. That song can be found on the new album Neon Blue. It's available everywhere now on New West Records. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
So they are playing tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, and I say they, meaning Lauren Morrow, the person you heard earlier on an in-studio session. At music starts at 8 o'clock at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, and then on Saturday night in Richmond at the Get Tight Lounge, also music starting at 8 o'clock. How did this co-headlining tour come about?
Well, I mean, I've known Lauren for a long time now, and I heard her doing Hustle in here, and I actually sang and played fiddle, I think, on that song on the record. And we have the same booking agent, and we were on the same agency, and my booking agent was routing a tour, and her booking agent was routing a tour, and they were both routing pretty much the same tour. So they're like, "Hey, you know Lauren, don't you?" I was like, "Yeah, really well." They said, "Well, why don't we just combine the tours into one tour, and y'all can do it as a package?" I said, "That sounds great." So, you know, now we're just tooling all over the East Coast.
So when you go back and talk to them, give them a map of the state of Virginia?
Yeah, I know. The routing has been a bit wonky on this tour. We just did Newport, Kentucky, and then somewhere else, and then Louisville, Kentucky, and we just did Queens, New York, 2 days in Philly, and then Brooklyn, New York.
All right, so it's a whole East Coast map.
Oh, yeah, we're all over the place. Yeah.
Well, we're loving the new album. It's a little different than your first EP, Mr. Jukebox, but they're both kind of retro albums.
Yeah. That's my thing. I love country music, and I love all forms of classic country music. It's so, within the history of the genre, there's so many distinct sounds, and it's almost like the genre changed every 10 years or so. And my intent, which was kind of difficult to establish when I just had Mr. Jukebox out, you know, just the one record, but the intent that I have is to, you know, make every record sound different, and to just explore every era of the genre. Neon Blue, you know, kind of a 90s sound. That's probably going to be the newest that I get. But I want to do a Western Swing album, and I want to do like a 70s country album, and, you know, just maybe a 50s with no drums, and, you know, just get the whole, I love it so much, and I love how different it is. I'm working my way towards a full Ronnie Millsap style record, but I don't think the people are ready for that yet.
What a great objective. Would you like to play another song from the new album?
Sure. Yeah. I'll do a little cheating song here. I still like cheating songs. This is about the internal struggle of the cheater. He knows it's morally wrong, but he can't help it. It's called "I'm Down to My Last Lie." I'll call my woman and tell her I'm working late again, that she shouldn't wait around on me. She should go on and have fun with her friends. Then I'll take all the back streets like so many nights before. Pick up some wine and roses, then knock on that cheating door. But this is the last time I'll take the long way home. It's the last time I'll stop by, so we can feed our lonely souls. I'll tell her that it's over and wipe the tears as she cries. It's the last time I'll hold her, 'cause I'm down to my last lie. I know what I'm doing has to end. It can't go on like this. But I lose the will to tell her with every little kiss. I keep telling myself I can do it, but I can't when I look in her eyes. 'Cause she's got a way of making me put it off until next time. But this is the last time I'll take the long way home. It's the last time I'll stop by, so we can feed our lonely souls. I'll tell her that it's over and wipe the tears as she cries. It's the last time I'll hold her, 'cause I'm down to my last lie. Oh, it's the last time I'll hold her, 'cause I'm down to my last lie.
Joshua Hedley on WNRN with a song from the new album, Neon Blue. It's available now on New West Records. You can see Josh along with Lauren Morrow this evening at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. And then on Saturday night, the pair are playing at the Get Tight Lounge. It's a co-headliner show. Both shows start music at 8 o'clock and doors open at 7:30. Josh, thanks for that song.
Hey, thank you.
So I'm curious, you know, you spent several years working at Robert's Western World, and you toured around as fiddler for a bunch of bands. What kicked you into high gear and getting into your own solo work?
Really, you know, I never had that in my plan. I never had much of a plan to begin with. I grew up playing music and for a living. I started doing it when I was 10, and playing music was always just, you know, I enjoyed it. And it was a way to pay the bills. And that was sort of my goal, was to just not have a typical job, just to support myself playing music. And I started touring around with Justin Earle, and I started touring around with Johnny Fritz, Charlottesville native. And I started writing these songs. I played them for Johnny, and he really liked them. And he encouraged me to start playing them out. And when we played a show, he would give me his guitar and let me play a couple of my songs during his set. And the people really liked them. And then Nikki Lane was also a big, you know, she used to really just give me grief about not having a record. And then I started touring over in Australia. And I needed something to sell at the merch table, so I had some songs. I made a little EP, and that EP got into the hands of Jack White, and Third Man put out the full-length Mr. Jukebox, and then that was it. I had a solo career, you know? Wasn't really looking for it, but it happened, and now I'm on record number 2, writing for another one, and yeah, it's kind of wild. I still feels strange to me sometimes. I'm like, man, I was used to standing over here, and now I'm standing in the middle. But yeah, it's been fun.
Sounds like things have certainly worked out for the best.
Yeah.
So I know you have a show to get ready for and don't have much time, but could you fit one more song in?
Sure. Yeah. I'll play a new one. This isn't recorded yet. I wrote this song at about 5 o'clock in the morning when I couldn't sleep. It's about how odd it is to tour. Sounds like a cowboy song, but it's not about cowboy stuff. It's called Out on the Prairie Wind. Out on the open highway, I sing my song alone. Each day's just like the others, out here so far from home. I ride from Waco, Texas, out on the prairie wind, across to Amarillo to sing my song again. I've shed all my possessions, convinced I may be free, but I'm still bound and shackled to old lost memories. I always carry with me the burden of my past, to sing each night's confession until I've sang my last. I cannot take a lover, I cannot make a friend. Each day's just like the others, out on the prairie wind.
Joshua Hedley with a new song recorded, or rather played. Joshua Hedley with a new song played live in studio on WNRN. So glad to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You can see Joshua this evening at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall. He and Lauren Morrow are co-headlining a show starting at 8 o'clock. They'll also be playing at the Get Tight Lounge in Richmond, music at 8 o'clock. On Friday night, they'll be in Roanoke. And on, on Sunday, you're going to be in Abingdon. So yeah, you're covering the entire state.
That's right.
The new album is Neon Blue. It's available now on New West Records. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masago. Big thanks to James and Jack and Michaelin for their support for today's session. And once again, thank you, Josh.
Thank you.